This is a Niche Radio podcast. Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or log in to www.nicheradio.co.za.
Hello, hi there. Welcome to yet another episode of Crunch Weekly with TK. Thank you so much for the support. Just remember to share and please subscribe. We are available on iTunes, IOL, and of course right here on Niche Radio. Social platforms include Twitter at MACNLA and at Niche_radio. And of course, you can also check us out on Facebook, of which is Niche Radio on Facebook. So yeah, tell your friends and your friends' friends to subscribe and share across all platforms. Right, let's get straight into it. This week, we talk about actually social injustice and the racism that is going on in the world. We live in the most amazing times ever. I'm sure every generation will say that about their era, but there's just something special about this one. We are just beginning to tap into what technology and actual connectivity means. Now, during these times, it makes it much more easier to have all kinds of interactions with one another across the world. With that said, that means that we can also have harsh conversations and confront the hard realities, which is our lives and experiences across the board. Right now, the whole focus and concentration, the world is concentrated and is united with the Black Lives Matter movement, and rightfully so. Our brothers and sisters of color are being prejudiced against, and not just being marginalized, but being brutally murdered. Of course, the martyr of this movement now, or rather the person that has sparked the conversation and the protests, is George Floyd. I don't think there's a person in their right mind that does not know who George Floyd is, and I call him a martyr purely and simply because of the way he died and how he died. He was on the ground with a white American policeman's knee on his neck. However, his death was not in vain. It has sparked the very much necessary conversation for us as the world to have, which is racism, and confronting that. Needless to say, if you are part of a marginalized denomination, then you have experienced or have come across racism. It takes many forms, but the more in-your-face racism that we confront actually now more than ever is the blatant brutality and murder that is black lives being killed and being murdered like it's just a normal slow Sunday. The killings are actually kind of like it's deer or wildlife or game life being murdered for sport, and it is so inhuman. It is disgusting to see another human being's life being taken the way it's taken, and to be disregarded as a human being and stripped of your dignity as a man first and foremost, and as a human being, because there's plenty more where George Floyd came from. We have the Breonna Taylors, we have the Nathaniel Julius in South Africa, rather. We have plenty more that have been killed in the name of racism and in the name of killing a black person. And with that said, I want to echo that black lives matter. I will say it again, black lives matter. And that does not take away from the fact that all lives matter. But what we are saying is that there is no other race currently being killed and hated on than the black race. Tupac said it quite perfectly in his interview with E! Entertainment in the 90s, that it's black lives that are being killed and it's black lives that are being marginalized and killed for sport. Now, if this was another person or another race being killed, or another brother of mine from another mother or another sister or another father, then I would take arms and stand with that person and fight for that person's life, because that is the right and morally right thing to do. The lives of our black brothers and sisters are endangered right now. I won't even ask how you would feel if this was your relative or family member, because death is death and we all go through it. But knowing that if you step out of your home, go to work like the rest of the world, that could be your last act because someone felt threatened by you and decided to pull out a gun and shoot you dead on the spot is a huge, I'm sorry for my French, mind fuck to me. The fact that we have movies like The Hate U Give, movies like Long Walk to Freedom, depicting the struggles and efforts to fight for equality and inequality and many more, that is not enough. We still live and have to fight racism every day as Black people, no matter where you are in the world, in 2020. Really? This topic for me obviously hits home because I am a Black man, and the fact that Tupac, ahead of his time, said this in the 90s, and here we are in 2020 still having to experience discrimination, social injustice, and live streamed murder is telling that racism is not dead. It is very much alive now as it was alive in the 1900s. I was actually recently having a conversation with close friends ahead of this podcast, obviously discussing the issues around racism, and that is racism and the BLM movement. And what came out quite prevalent in those conversations is that we all have experienced it. For me, it's the stares when you go in a restaurant that's predominantly white. It's the, oh, you are so clever than the others. What does that even mean? It's the locking your car door and your windows, rolling up your windows when I pass by as a Black man, the fact that we still need to fight to show the white race that our lives matter and that we are equal is mind-blowing. Because one would think that the cries and the blood and the words of Nelson Mandela and the words of Martin Luther King and the Walter Sisulus of the world would be enough. But clearly it's not. And has not been for the longest time. There's a saying that I have recently learned amidst these trying times, told by a close friend of mine, and it goes something like this. Black men don't have a problem. White men have a problem. Black men's problem is that white men have a problem. And that was such an aha moment for me. We as Black people are not fighting to take over the world, but we are fighting for equality, for all humans to look at us and see a human being deserving of respect and dignity and not just a workforce or something less than. And it's a fight that has stood the test of time. Right now is the time to echo our cries and anger and frustration so loud that it can no longer be ignored, because we matter. We matter as Black people, we matter as a human race, we matter as a part of history and as a part of futures to come. Treat another human being, treat another person, whether Black or biracial, Indian or Chinese, as you would want to be treated. And with that said, my last words are, Black is beautiful, Black is proud and loud. If you don't see my color and recognize that my tribe is dying at the hands of systematic abuse and injustice, what does that make you? Because we all are humans in this journey called life. Let's stand together and fight this. Break the system that was created centuries ago and recognize me as a Black man walking this earth as your equal. That's it from me this week, guys. Let's continue to have these conversations and discussions online and bring awareness for change to happen.
For more, visit www.nicheradio.co.za.